Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special episode today. We are doing the friendship test today. We're going to ask each one of us questions about ourselves, and they're going to guess whether it's true or false. Just take our minds off what's going on. Have a little fun. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Woo, woo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Woo, woo.
So much pressure.
I'm, of course, here with Nene, Dev Dev, and relationship guru Mesa Lulu.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will start today. So again, this question will be true or false. Audience, we'll give you a second to answer as well, but we'll start with the person here who's known me the longest, Devin.
Ooh, I like it.
No pressure. All right,
Devin.
Okay.
True or false? When I was in first grade, I wrote on the top of my paper that I had to turn in the words F you, but I actually wrote out the words and turned it in, and the teacher, of course, called my mom, and I got in a lot of trouble. True or false?
I would have known you a long time. I know your family. I know some of the stuff that you did back in the day, so I'm going to say it was true.
Give the audience a second. Do, 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 do. That question actually was submitted by my mom. Actually, I texted my mom what we were doing later, and she gave me that little information. But that question is actually false.
Oh.
I did not do that. My older brother actually did that.
Wow, that definitely seems like a you thing.
I know,
brother.
Doesn't it?
Exactly.
My mom said she was so shocked that she didn't even know that he knew those words. So, yeah. 0 points, Devin. All right. Next up. Oh my goodness, I keep hitting the mic. You see that? The last episode was like boom, boom. All right, Nene, this one's for you.
No pressure.
Under pressure.
But I feel like you're going to try to trick me.
Okay. So when I was a baby.
Okay, that's a long time ago.
Yep. Up until I was 3 years old.
Okay.
Had a hard time getting rid of my pacifier. I was addicted to it. My parents finally got me to get rid of it. About 9 to 10 months later, I came to the living room with one in my mouth. And my mom was like, "Where'd you get that?" And I took her to my room and pointed to the bottom of the toy box. I found one in the bottom of the toy box and was using my pacifier again.
I feel. True
or false?
I feel like this story.
Wait, give the audience time.
That's my favorite.
Hey.
All right, Nene.
I feel like this story is true.
Final answer?
Yes.
It is true, actually. True story. I actually did, apparently. I don't remember at all. I remember my mom telling me this story, which is why I texted my mom early and was like, "Hey, remember this? Am I remembering this correctly?" But yep, I was walked into the living room after like months of not having it, and I was like, my mom's like, "Where'd you get that?" It was at the bottom of the toy box. Jeremy, I'm still throwing up from that today. All right, Mesa Lou.
Oh.
This one's for you.
I got a singing one.
All right. So in my lifetime,
okay,
I have been in one talent show and one film contest. Okay. In the talent show, I got first place. I won a prize.
Okay.
In the film contest,
okay,
I did not get first, second, or third place and won zero prizes, obviously. True or false? Give the audience a question.
Since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. Since
All right. Okay, so I'm going to reverse engineer this, okay? So yeah. I know for a fact that you did the video contest because I know you said that at one point it aired on like some kind of local TV channel or something.
Okay.
I want to say that was a thing. I've seen that video personally. This is an actual talent competition. I don't know. I'm going to guess and say true.
It is false.
Dang.
I did enter a talent contest, but I did not get first, second, or third place. I bombed because I suck at singing and playing guitar. But I did enter a film contest, and I did win it. Took the top prize. It was shown in the auditorium in the high school, which was probably one of my most favorite memories of all time. It was so cool to see people react to a film that I made. It was so cheesy, but people were like standing up in the auditorium laughing. It was so cool. And I did was on the little Big Spring television channel that shows. I actually just found that DVD the other day. I was like going through my DVDs. I was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, this is my DVD. This is pretty cool.
So I get like half a point?
We'll give you like 0.1.
Okay. I'll take it. That might put me over the edge.
All right. So score right now, Nene is 1. Devin is 0. Aww. Mesa is 0.1.
I like it.
It's better than 0.
All right, Nene, your turn.
Okay. So let me see who I should ask what. Okay. We'll start with Devin.
Ooh. Everyone just started with me today.
Okay, Devin. True or false? When I was a little girl, I used to collect marbles.
I'm going to say false.
0. I did.
Ah!
I had a whole lot of them, and they were so pretty. And I used to stare at them. And I used to like the big ones. Yeah, yeah. I told you the big ones, and I used to play marbles. And it was so fun.
I used to play marbles too with my older brother.
Never played marbles. Never?
I used to with my older brother. Now, I think he had all the marbles, so like I only get.
So cool. It was so cool. That was so fun. That and then Pogs.
I used to play Pogs too. Pogs is dope.
Pogs?
Pogs? What was Pogs?
They were kind of like poker chips, but like cardboard. And so you'd stack them into like a giant stack up. So you stack them all on top of each other.
Right.
And then you had a big, thick one. And you'd like slam it on the ground next to it, and you would try to knock down the tower. You couldn't hit the tower, but you were basically trying to hit the mat that they were on to make the tower fall down, and whichever ones fell facing up, you got to keep. And it was whoever had the most pogs at the end of the game.
Never played that. Me that neither. Is so crazy.
Yeah, I remember specifically I had a pog. Me and my brother would always fight over it. It was a holographic one, like the little shiny ones. It was Michael Jordan dunking. Yeah.
That's dope.
Okay. We'll go with Mesa next.
Oh.
Okay. Me and my sibling, and this is embarrassing. If it's...
Wait, which sibling?
The one that's younger than me.
Okay, it's not going to help me at all. Okay, go. Wait, they're both younger.
Well, the one that's closest to me.
Okay, then maybe it might help me.
We used to have to pee at the same time sometimes. And we used to sit on the toilet at the same time and pee at the same time.
How is that even possible?
Is that true?
I don't know how that works.
Or is that false?
But that seems oddly specific. Like,
that seems pretty specific.
I'm going to say true just because that seems super specific.
Uh-huh. It's true.
I don't even really remember, but she's the one that actually told me. She's like, remember? I was like, tell me some things that I won't remember. And she said,
that's so funny.
Remember we used to have to pee at the same time. And so we used to go, we were small, and we used to go at the same time. I was like, what the heck? Okay, Patrick. Right. So, is this true or false? One time I was outside and I was eating Nerd candies, and a couple of them fell down, and I ended up eating a roly poly.
What?
Oh, man. I slightly think I remember you telling me the story for some reason. So I'm going to say true.
Yes.
So I remember us being at the candy store and being like, she's like, nerds. And I was like, do they have roly-polies? And I was like, what the heck? I'm just kidding.
Something happened. We were talking about roly-polies for some reason or some kind of something. I was like, I ate a roly-poly one time. I just remember, like, we were outside and we had, like, nerds. And for some reason, they all fell and I still wanted it. So I picked it up and I smashed it up against my teeth. Like, I don't know why I did that. And it was a roly-poly.
It's so gross.
Oh, gross. I know.
Sorry, viewers, if you're eating right now. Yeah. All right, so update the points. Devin has
0.
Mace has 1.01.
I like it.
Patrick has 1. Nay has
1.
1. All right, Dev.
Close battle.
Alrighty, let me get out my questions. It's about to get real.
Alrighty,
I'm gonna start with Patrick.
Cool.
Yeah. My mic's not working.
Alright, buddy. Once upon a time, I took a picture with Josh Peck. True or false? Josh Peck.
What the? Oh, Drake and Josh?
Josh Peck, that is false. You took a picture with Drake.
Dang. Shit. I took a picture with Drake Bell in Austin, South by Southwest. Yeah.
Dope.
Dang.
I would have never known that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you. I took a picture, so that was a trick one.
You did try to trick me up. No, no, thank you. Wait, you silly goose. No, no, okay. No, that's a point for me.
Okay, I'm going to go with Nay Nay.
Okay.
Nay, one point in time, I had a mohawk. True or false?
Some point of your life, you might have had one. So I'm going to go with you.
It is true. I had a mohawk twice during high school. It was during the summer.
I was thinking when you were young. I was thinking young.
Like, no, that was in high school. That was the whole thing back when they used to do the mohawks and all that stuff. It's like, I want a mohawk.
I remember that when all the football team was doing mohawks. I remember
like a faux hawk or like
it was like a faux hawk basically. Okay. Yeah.
It was right here, buddy. It was like bam.
Yeah, it's like a faux hawk. All right, I can see that more than I can see like a full on.
Okay, Mesa, you ready? They've gotten their answers correct. Let's see how well you know me.
A lot of pressure, I feel like. Okay.
Okay. Mesa.
Yes.
I almost got arrested when I was 17.
Oh, is that the true? Okay, I thought you were going to go into it.
I was almost arrested when I was 17. True or false?
True or false, you were almost arrested. Almost arrested. I'm going to guess... True, because I feel like almost everybody's true.
Gosh. Yeah, that's true. But the thing about it is, I would have been the only one, and I didn't do anything.
I feel you.
Me and a few buddies. I was chilling in the back. We got some eggs, and they were egging, right? And then they were about to drop me off at my house, and it's like, hey, Devin, let's just go egg a few more houses before we drop you off. It's all right, whatever. I'm in the back, so I can't throw anything. I didn't want to throw anything. And so we threw it at a car, and a truck saw it, and he chased us. So it was like a high-speed chase. Then the sheriff pulled us over, and I was the only one 17 at the time. Everyone was younger. So he said if that guy who chased us down would have pressed charges, I would have been the one in handcuffs and going to jail. Everyone was getting picked up.
High-speed chased y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Devin's been in a high speed chase.
That is crazy, Devin.
Bucket list.
She knew. My mom, she heard it on the police scanner. So she already knew what was going on.
Oh, she heard on the police? They put it in the police. Yeah, dang.
Yeah. She knew it that night, and then she said, hey Devin, did anything happen last night? It's like, no. Yeah, this happened. And so like, yeah, I already know. I heard it last night. It's like, oh dang.
I didn't lie.
All right.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with Nay first. My true or false? What?
Why me?
It's pretty simple.
Okay.
I've been to Mexico.
I'm going to say false.
It is true.
Nice.
I have been to Mexico.
Viva la Mexico?
Yes. I used to play on a traveling baseball team. There was kids from all over the place. Monahans, Fort Stockton, Midland, Odessa. And there was one kid from Presidio. So sometimes we'd go practice down there. And he had a house that his family lived down there, so we would go over to OJ, which technically is Mexico.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed.
Me neither. I was scared. My parents weren't with me, so I was like, is this okay? Like, rural? Yeah.
Am I allowed to be here? Yeah.
Is this fine? Okay. Then I'm going to go with Patrick.
Ooh, nice. I like these. I like when it's my turn. It's good,
right? Super nice. Okay. True or false? When I was younger.
I mean, you're old now, so.
I used to walk around at my grandparents' house, and whenever they would have like a family get together, I would drink the leftover, you know how the people leave the beer at the bottom of the cans?
Right, true.
I would drink the leftover beer at the bottom.
True.
True?
Yep.
It is false.
Dang.
Me.
I for some reason remember this story though. Wasn't
I have told that story? It's my brother Jeremy.
Because I remember that.
Yep. I remember that story too.
Yeah. Oh, that was the soda one, right? Was it like? Oh no, it wasn't the soda.
It was beer. It was his little brother.
Uh-huh. My little brother used to walk around and drink the leftover beer.
I remember the story.
My parents used to keep an eye on get him. They're walking around with a Bud Light. All right, Devin.
Dang. Yeah.
This one, my goodness. I know it's funny that I thought a lot of these on the fly. So, Devin,
mm-hmm.
I have I might have told you this story already, so we're about to find out.
Mm-hmm.
I met Woody Harrelson.
I'm going to go with false, because I think you tried to trick me. So it's false.
That one's true, actually. Oh, dang it. Yes, I met Woody Harrelson. I just started a new job in 2014. I was flying out for training. Flying out on a Friday. And what?
Devin's text finally came through from when he sent, like...
I did.
5 hours early. Sorry.
That's fine. I was on a plane. I was fixing to fly home. They'd fly me up there on a Friday, fly me back on a Sunday for 3 weeks. And on the way up to, on the way from Dallas to back to Midland, they were holding us up in the airport. Like, they wouldn't let us go on the plane. And I was like, what is a holdup? Like, what is going on? And we were waiting there forever, standing in the line, waiting forever. And this guy walks down the, what is it called?
The ramp.
Uh-huh.
The ramp, is that what it's called? The ramp. Anyways, he's walking up and he's got a little girl next to him, like a I guess looked like his assistant, and he had a baseball cap super low, super low, and you couldn't really tell who it was. And as he got closer, I looked up and I was like, oh shoot, that's Woody Harrelson. So I said, hey, you're a, and he goes, shh. And I was like, oh, sorry. And he shook my hand and he hopped on a golf cart, right? And as he hopped in that golf cart, him and that little, I guess is what looked like his assistant, he got bombarded. People came in, like, asking for autographs and stuff, and like they were trying to drive off while he was like signing stuff, basically. And I was like, "Oh my god, I just like Woody Harrelson's hand. That's crazy.
That's crazy." Yeah.
What I realize is that none of us know Mesa.
I know
that is true. We all got us wrong.
Yeah,
you secretive. You're not a friend. I don't really know the score, but I got one more, and we'll give it to everybody, right? Yeah. Just because I thought of this one, and
let's I know see my know score. Him.
Okay, calm down. So it's this bonus round. Okay, so everyone's going to guess.
Okay.
Right? True or false? When I was young, I accidentally stole a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. And I still remember it from I still remember it till today. And I've never told anyone this story. True or false?
You accidentally
stole a Slurpee.
Stole a Slurpee.
From 7-Eleven.
So, which means you filled it up, you walked out. Didn't pay for it.
Accidentally.
I'm going to say...
false.
True.
I want to guess true as well. So I can see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, submit your answers. This is an online poll. It is true.
Yeah.
So super funny story. So they would give those free Slurpees, right? The little coupons, okay? And you'd go obviously turn it into the cashier, right? And I went, my mom sent me in with my older brother. It's like, I'm going in with my older brother, but he's like fast, right? He like fills his up, goes to the cashier real quick. And I'm still trying to fill mine up, right? And so I'm like getting nervous because like I'm in there by myself now. And he's already given the coupon to the cashier and ran out, right? So I'm like filling him up. I'm like, hurry up, I'm by myself. And so like I filled it up and I put the cap on and I just run outside. And I remember getting in the car and I'm like drinking and I reach in my pocket and I was like, oh, I forgot to give him the coupon. I remember being so scared that I was going to get in trouble because I stole it. I didn't mean to steal it. I was by myself. I was scared. So, yeah, that's funny little story.
They're looking for you now. They heard it.
Yep. Better go on the run, buddy.
Good thing we don't have 7-Elevens anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we get BKs.
Touchy.